Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, awfully healthy, and darn sexy people. Boy, I'm telling you, welcome to the spin of my life. It's a fast and furious time for Dee Wallace. As you know, I did that wonderful little Hallmark film and had a day home and went to Hawaii for 10 glorious days. I'm so happy that you enjoyed your time with Nadia. And got notice that I had an offer for a very nice sci-fi film. And so we've been home a day and a half, and I'm leaving immediately after the show to go to Knoxville to shoot that. So, you know, somebody said to me, "Oh my God, Dee, you are a little creating fool. Just how have you done all this?" So I asked the channel, because I know, but I wanted to hear it from the channel so I could share it with you. A little bit of a turn and a surprise. So the channel said, number one, it's because, and I get my huge, huge big yes on this, because I'm doing my meditation daily and focusing on health and wellness and money and success and love. Lots and lots and lots of love. And then the channel expanded into that by saying, you also knew you had enough. You had enough to go to Hawaii and go to Hawaii the way you wanted to go to Hawaii. And you weren't afraid to use what you had worked so very hard for to give yourself the beautiful gift of being with your family in Hawaii. So I think that's a really, really important thing for us to remember, that when we have enough, and knowing you have enough comes from training your brain to know that, which comes from doing the daily meditation, the breathing exercise, if you want to call it that, builds up that knowing, guys. And when we have that knowing, the universe responds. Always. Always. Now, the other thing that I want to point out is that I continue and do that exercise and direct my day, the two most powerful tools they've given us, every day. So all of this activity, also had another great audition come in while I was in Hawaii. All of this activity could have been created 2 months ago. And I continually kept calling it in by holding my focus and feeling love around everything. So it's really, really important for you to get, that whatever you're creating today, you have created today, you have called it in, and it may show up 2 months from now. And if you give up and go, oh, what's the use, it's not here yet, which you can talk to any healer, that's really the most, well, that's the biggest challenge everybody has, is to just do it without expectation. Okay? Do it without expectation. Just do it because it feels great. And then it comes. And if you do it without expectation, that helps you do it with faith and knowing. So anyway, I just wanted to share that all with you. I knew I had enough. And this job will more than pay for the vacation. And I think that's really important for us to see. I know I had enough. I kept doing the work. I kept creating. And my life is experiencing the beauty of the manifestation now. I'm happy to tell all of you, I think right now, this is the plan. My publisher thinks the new book will be ready for pre-order around the 1st of December. I haven't gotten a date for sure when it's going to be in the bookstores or in your hands. But they're working pretty fast. As you know, they're doing both the new book, which is called Born, Birthing a New You. And they're doing my little book on Bupalapaloo. I'm so excited. Oh, my God. They just love Bupalapaloo. Well, they love both books. And really, they both go together because the Bupalapaloo book is, of course, the children's book. And the first lesson it teaches, because there's a series of them, hopefully, the first book teaches the lesson that you need to choose who you are, not to listen to everybody else. It's a beautiful, beautiful little book, beautiful illustrations by Vincenzo Lodato. So anyway, that's exceptionally exciting news in my world, and I know in yours too, because we share so much love. All right, we are going to go to the callers and see how much we can do for the world today. Kathy in Kentucky, you're up.
Hello, Dee.
Hi, baby. I'm
glad you're back and had a wonderful time.
I did. Thank you.
I was hoping the channel might be able to give me some information as to why I'm experiencing quite a challenge with my right hip. Trying to go up steps, it's just not being very happy.
Not being very happy. Well, we have to go to the body book, Messages from the Body. And before I get a bunch of emails, guys, it is on my e-blast how you can order this book. Okay, am I going to hip? No. Okay, 0 through 100, 0 through 50, 50 through 60, 65, 66. We're going to page 67. Hang on. Here. Okay, well, this is interesting. It says, at their mercy. They have feelings of being under the influence of malevolent forces and of being weak and helpless. Now, they want to change the word malevolent to powerful.
Okay.
Am I going on anymore? No. So, where in your life are you feeling like you're under somebody's thumb or something's thumb or pressure in your life, and it's keeping you from moving forward, which is what your hip is about.
Mm-hmm.
Not a doctor, guys. Reading energy here. Does that give you a clue, Kathy?
I have a couple of coworkers that are playing around with my life right now.
Yep. Okay. So now let's take this a little further so I can teach everybody. If they're playing around with your life, they're mirroring a belief in you. So what's the belief?
That I don't have control over my own life.
Yep. So what do you want, Cavi?
Control over my own life.
Well, and who's the only person that can give you that?
Me.
You bet. So, in one sentence, what are they doing to you?
They're determining what I do in my work situation without me knowing about what's happening until it's done.
Okay. So what you want is, and this is what you will direct, that you are in control of always being included, always being a part of the decision, always being, see, and now the channel is saying, yeah, but there's a part of you that doesn't really want to be. And that's what you've got to clear up or redirect. Because there's a part of you that goes, wait a minute, I didn't know all this. And there's a part of you that's going, oh, good, they're just going to friggin' do it, and I don't have to worry about it. Is that true?
I hadn't thought about it, but I think, yes, there is that there. Yeah.
So you see, that means we send out conflicting signals to the universe. So the universe can't really work with us in creating what we want because we're not clear about what we want. We sort of kind of want to be in control, and then we kind of want everybody else to just do it so we don't have to worry about it. And so the universe goes, all right, well, you know, we'll just let it play out the way it's going to play out.
Mm.
Got it?
Yeah,
so I am the powerful God of me that is in control, creation of my life. And I am commanding all of me to be involved, to be a part of the decision, to be part of the power that creates things. That's my intention. Come on, universe. Everybody, create this with me and through me. And so it is. Got it?
Wow.
Yeah.
I was looking at your daughter's book the other day and happened to open up and realize that it was published in the city where I live.
Ah, for heaven's sakes. I've been getting a lot of emails about how much it's been helping people, even people our age, my age, older women, you know, writing me going, oh my God, so much of my youth is coming back and the decisions I wish I hadn't made. And, you know, I didn't realize that part of me hadn't been healed yet. So thank you for getting the book, Miss Cavi.
Well, I just thought it was kind of interesting when I opened up and there it was. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, I'd read it now. All right, sweetheart. Thank you.
Thank you.
You bet. All right. Melinda in California, you're on.
Hey, Dee.
Hi, baby.
Hi.
I just
arrived back in Los Angeles after about 6 weeks on my family's farm in Illinois.
Oh,
and
nice.
I was helping pick. It was very nice. I was I listened to last Sunday's show in a cornfield.
Very Midwest. Well, thanks for being with us.
Yes. And I was home because I was helping take care of my dad, who has Alzheimer's. And my mom is in what they call caregiver burnout.
Yeah.
So I was there for 6 weeks trying to help out. And I was able to line up a couple at-home caregivers and an at-home nurse before heading back to L.A. And now I'm back. And I am taking some time for myself to do some self-care. So I just wanted to call this morning and ask the channel if the channel has any messages for me around this matter of my dad having Alzheimer's and just this whole new journey that I'm on in my life.
Well, the first thing that came in is tell her to make sure to take care of herself, because that affected you emotionally as much as it did your mom.
Yes.
So you want to make sure that you address all the things and fears that it brought up for you, so you don't create those. Okay. And hold your focus on those subconsciously, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
The second thing the channel wants everybody to know is, you know, guys, we look at this as a tragedy and a travesty. And on the other side, people choose to go through things like Alzheimer's for the incredible lessons that they will learn and take out the other side. So the channel wants to give you the lesson that your dad is wanting his soul to expand with through this experience. Sheets, book, song. Give me a movie, baby. Any movie.
Oh, God. I don't know why, but Platoon comes to mind. The Vietnam War movie.
Yeah. Okay. So, Alzheimer's, well, there's a two-parter here, the channel is saying. Alzheimer's is reminding him that battle and struggle isn't worth it.
Mm.
That battle and struggle doesn't really create joyfully what you want.
Right.
And the Alzheimer's is, gosh, this is so weird. They're saying it's pretty much the only way that he would give that up is to forget that he had to battle and struggle. Does that make sense, Melinda?
Yes. He actually had a memory of when my dad, who has Alzheimer's, had a memory while I was home, it made him cry about when he was in the Army and something about, he wasn't quite making sense, but it was something about violence and men being hurt, and that was wrong.
See, he desperately wants to forget that, sweetheart.
Right.
And this is helping him cope with those memories that have literally driven him all his life.
Right. That makes sense. Makes sense. I think we're all learning valuable lessons from this journey.
Absolutely. Oh, absolutely. Because, you know, we all attract each other to intercept in lessons, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I can definitely see this. And even though it's been a crazy emotional ride, there's been wonderful moments of joy and fun that I had while I was home with my dad.
Great. And that's what you want to focus on, Melinda.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you want to focus on. And honor him and bless him for his journey that he has chosen to take. Okay?
Yes, I will do that. And I just wanted to add.
Yeah.
Oh, if you're done with that, I just wanted to add one thing, ironically. From what you said at the beginning, knowing that you have enough, because I went home, was supposed to be for 2 weeks, and it turned into 6 weeks with my dad. And, you know, of course, there's having the time and the money to be away for 6 weeks. And I just was at peace with that. I knew I'm supposed to be here with my dad. And while I was home on the farm for 6 weeks, I received 2 significant residual checks from commercials I shot at the start of the year.
Yep.
And so when you said, know that you have enough, I was like, wow, yeah.
Yeah,
that definitely showed up for me.
I'm so glad. I'm so glad you gave us that second example because, yeah, if you're always in fear that you don't have enough, guys, you can't ever experience that you do. And the universe can't give you back that experience. Ah, good on you, Melinda. Thank you for sharing that.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Love you too.
All right, we are going to Kim in Phoenix. Hi, you're on.
Hey, Dee. Wow,
hi.
That last call, Melinda. Wow. Sorry, my dad died of Alzheimer's, and just what you said, Dee, just he wanted to forget something. It just, wow.
Yeah.
I don't know what he wanted to forget, but wow. Okay.
Well, actually, now he's just come in.
Oh, hi, Daddy.
Book, give me a song, Kim. God, he has a really sweet energy, Kim. Did he have a really sweet energy?
He
sure does. Yeah. Just sweet. That's the word that comes.
He was,
so give me a song.
Ta ra ra boom dee.
Well, that song. Where the hell did that come from?
I don't know. It just flew into my brain.
I do. It comes from the subconscious and the channel. Ta ra ra boom dee was a celebration song when the war ended.
Yeah.
Interestingly enough, so as most shows, guys, now we have a little theme going here about forgetting the atrocities of war and celebrating the ending of war. So, you know, if stuff comes in for one of us, it's for all of us. We know that in this community. So, war, for all of us, struggle is not the highest word, but it's toward struggle, evoking the symbol is formula by the flame of the golden light. They want me to go to a core belief. This page? Here. Well, back to the very, very first caller. We want to remember that we are God and in control of our own lives. That's what we want to celebrate. We want to forget the struggle. We want to, not forget it, but redirect our lives into a new knowing that joy and love and peace and passion and compassion are the things that create the life we want, not struggle. Yeah.
And I think it has. Sorry, I'm just a blue.
I think
it has a lot to do with why I called in, to be honest. But of course it does. Hello.
Of course it does.
Yeah. I called in that one file I've not been able to locate. And I have been doing meditating, you know, I am complete and I haven't found it. And I know there's something blocking me still from not finding it.
Okay. they want to know why you need it.
Because I want to add. I want to add to it. It's the email list for the film festival. Because I want to add to it.
Is it on your computer? Okay, it's been lost on your computer?
I haven't been able to locate it, so yes.
Okay. I would email Lauren about the computer service we use and contact them and see if maybe they can help you. They go in virtually into your computer. And maybe they can help you find it, Kim.
All right. Thank you.
Or
and
even
I'll do
maybe
one more.
Lauren, she might be able to, she's amazing. She might be able to give you some information, they're saying. Okay. It's on the computer.
Okay.
Yeah, I get a yes. It's still there. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, that was it. What is blocking me from finding this file?
It's not the right question, and actually,
oh,
is it
okay.
still on the computer isn't the right question. Are you the only person that has this, Kim?
Yes.
Why? Why are you the only person that has this? You have a partner in the film festival.
It's not, well, it's a nonprofit now. We dissolved the partnership because she couldn't go on doing the film festival anymore.
I understand,
yeah.
But you should ask her if she has it on her computer. When I say what's blocking you, the first thing is nothing, but then they say that's not the right question. The right question is,
okay.
How can you access it? Now,
yeah.
They want you to broaden that question outside of the computer.
Okay.
How can you access this list? Whether it's through the computer or something else, that's the highest question.
Okay. All right.
So allow your imagination to go to any and every place that this list could be manifested from. Yeah. All right?
And then it just popped into my brain. I have an external hard drive that wondering if it could be on that.
Well, it should be on that. I don't know. You know me and computers, but even I know that.
I really. Yeah.
Okay.
Because I haven't used that external. Yeah. Okay. Thank you. That's something I
you
need.
Bet.
Thank you.
You bet.
Okay,
thank
bye.
You. Wow, what an interesting show this is. Deborah in Missouri, what do you got for us, babe?
Hi. My question is, do I have spiritual psychic gifts to open? If yes, what are they and how do I do it?
Everybody does, Deborah. Everybody does.
Right.
We're all God. So the biggest thing for you to understand is we're all God, and that means we get to choose and direct the kind of God that we are. We can be an expansive God. We can be a fearful God. We can be a small God. We can be a great God. We can be a God to use our abilities. Or we can be in fear that that's going to make us too powerful. And that's where we're going with you. That's a good old Midwestern teaching, baby. Don't be too powerful.
Okay.
Okay. So, yes, you do. And that's the first thing that you have to direct yourself to know. And then you're going to tell yourself. I mean, do you want to help people understand their energy? Do you want to, like I do, do you want to manipulate energy like in Reiki and direct energy like in Reiki or energetic healings? Are you interested in reading tarot cards. That's just another tool to open up your channel. But guys, everybody can channel. Everybody. And if you've ever been out here doing Creation Station, you know that. Because we teach everybody to do it. And we do do it. Okay?
Okay.
So that's where you want to start.
I do cards, tarot cards, angel cards. I do healing. I do all that.
Well, then why are you asking if you have the ability and what you should do?
Because I'm not sure if I should be if I'm to be doing it still. I guess that's why.
Why would you, if you've been given these gifts and are helping people, why would you think you shouldn't be doing it?
I have no clue.
Well, see, that's your little girl and religious stuff talking.
Okay. All right.
I mean, you know, look, if you can't, no, I can't. Okay. Sorry. there's a lot going on here. Deborah, it's that doubt. You see, guys, if you doubt because of a fearful belief or an old training, and this is, we did a lot of work around something in Hawaii for all four of us that were there, and it was all about the fear of what others will perceive us as not being authentic if we're too powerful.
Mm-hmm.
I want everybody to hear that because it's going to hit you.
Yeah.
I'm in
family.
Fear. Yeah. Family,
that's
friends.
Mine.
You bet. I'm in fear that people out there are going to look at me and think I'm not authentic if I'm too powerful. That I can't be authentic in my power. And that's a fear we have all, people in Australia really identify with this. They have what they call the tall poppy syndrome. And they're taught, don't ever be the tallest poppy in the field.
Hmm.
Because people will look down on you for that. Well, that's not true. Unless you decipher the word power as force.
No.
True power is Gandhi. True power is Mother Teresa. Love is the most powerful force there is on earth. So if you are going to do any kind of work for other people or yourself, your highest intention is to bring in the highest truth through the highest love. Okay?
Okay,
so let's go over the three pillars. I talk about this in a whole chapter in my book. For creation, these three pillars have to be in place. How I see myself, how I see the world, and how I see the world seeing me. So Deborah wants to see herself as authentically powerful in her healing work. I see a world where I can successfully and joyfully be authentically powerful. And I see everybody in the world looking at me and going, wow, isn't she authentic in her power? Now, you get those three things in alignment, and there's nothing in your way, especially you. Okay, baby?
Okay, I get it. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. All right, Miss Phyllis, what's up?
Oh, hey, wow, I've just been taking all this in. So I'll get right to the point. What I'm picking up about myself, what I'm going through is that it's emotional, and anger, resentment, fear around needing unconditional acceptance, and that ties into being the God of me. But what happened was yesterday somebody accidentally left my window cracked, and somebody reached in and just ripped it out. All I stole were some earbuds, and then I have this rash on the back of my neck, and the body book is talking about the emotional things. And then I'm noticing just all these ants everywhere in this new place I moved into. I'm thinking, okay, sorting, I need to really go through my stuff and get that taken care of and ants are community. Anyway, I just wanted to see what you got. I haven't put it all together yet.
The channel says there's one thing that's running through all this.
Okay.
That is the common thread. Sheets. But give me a song, Phyllis, any song.
War.
Like I said.
War. What is good war? Absolutely nothing.
That's right. That's right. So they want to address, and this is why this next webinar is so vitally important. They want to address all the stuff that's going on in the world right now. Because energetically, we are at war. There's so many people warring with each other. And you know that we're 90% water, and water keeps its memory from the beginning of time. So anytime there is any kind of disharmony or war, even when it's a war of words or a war of energy, that is pulling us into the memory of all the warring we have been experienced. The ants are invading you, aren't they, Phyllis?
Yeah, I got them. They're kind of staying outside now.
But they were. They want you to understand what they're representing. Okay. The person that broke your windshield and broke in invaded you.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
Yeah.
Okay. So the highest word for you is invasion. And it makes sense working with you throughout the years, which is one reason you were so drawn to being in the military, is that, it gave you the illusion that you were protected against invasion and that you had the power to hold off invasion in your life, in the country, in your experience. So if you're not invaded, Phyllis, what are you? What's the opposite positive?
The first word that comes to mind is free.
Yeah. You're free to create, knowing that you are always taken care of. You're always great. You're always surrounded in the light because you are the light. But again, we're back to, we have to know that we're the God of us to do that. Don't we?
Yes.
Okay. That's what everybody's being called on this show, and anybody that's ever going to listen to it. I am the powerful God of me that accepts the power of my own creation in joy and love and light and ease and fun. That's who I am, and that's what I am creating me as. And so it is. Okay.
Okay.
Got it?
Thank you. Got
yep.
it. Thank you.
Yep. Thank you everybody.
Yeah, I knew when I forget who started the call when that came up. Oh, the battle and struggle with Melinda, when that came up. Don't create what you want. I thought, okay, and then you've got this theme, and I was like, okay, this has to be tied in.
Okay, got
yep.
it. Thank you.
Yep. Thank you. Well, you know, birds of a feather when we all get together. I love it. All right, we're going to Kirk in Long Island. Hi, honey. What's up?
Hi. Just a big shout out and gratitude to you. So much love for what you do. I think everybody on the call can relate that we're so grateful we have this element of our life to go to. And
well, thank
for me,
you, Kirk.
You're welcome. For me, it carries into my day-to-day, and for anyone who's newer than a year would be, just know that if they do or do not, or she or the channel does not get to your question personally, they are getting to your question. And this show is just fantastically layered with one element after another that has already answered a lot of what's going on for me. And sorry about the out of breath. I was just lifting something heavy. Anyway,
okay.
I confess, I was just cutting down a piece of a dead tree that was taller than me when you said we could not be the tallest puppy in the forest. And I said,
well, there's an analogy for you, isn't it? Kirk. Look, you are one of the beautiful examples in the community that have just continued to expand and to love their work and to be more successful. You know, you got a little bit more to go, they're saying, but you have broken
exactly
through.
Exactly the reason I raised my hand.
Yeah, there's nothing that you have to know except just really embrace the bigness of who you are. And know that you're authentic in your bigness. I have a post-it. You know, I'm big on putting post-its up around the house. I've got one on my computer that said, I commit to my bigness. And then there, adding, I commit to my authentic bigness. Because that's the big thing that the show's bringing forward today is, oh my God, if I get really big, am I going to be authentic? Well, you're the God of you, so direct yourself toward what you want to be. Create yourself as the God of you that you want. Okay?
Yeah, one quick question, and it's about the beard. My beard is longer than it's been, even when I worked on Noah.
Got it.
Okay.
I'm telling you, the first thing that came in is cut it. And now it's going to my. Hold on, it. It makes you feel older.
Yes, and at the same time, I got my first kid saying, Santa, as they passed me the other day. But as an actor, I know I've always envied that time that, Tom Hanks spent with Zemeckis growing a beard for a year. And I said, boy, this could be good for a role. And I asked myself the other day, I said, well, what do I want? And I said, I really love it to be for that role. But I don't know where that's coming from, which I know. That triggers your next thing. It's like, well, I don't have to know. I just have to know if
Kirk,
I want it.
You're mentally screwing around with yourself.
Okay.
Have you ever heard the term makeup?
I understand.
Okay.
We're there. Question is answered. When you said it, I got it.
Yeah. If they want you to be Santa, they'll put a beard on you, baby. And a short beard is fine, but the beard, for some reason, it's affecting, hold on, everybody's balance, anybody, it's affecting your vitality emotionally, because it makes you feel older. Does that make sense to you or no?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So,
some days it's incredibly beautiful, but I felt very comfortable when you said cut it.
What do you want? You want to call in any and every part that your energy matches, that you're right for, that you would love to do. You know that everybody out there sees your talent and respects your talent and wants to work with your talent. That's what you want to focus on, so that all the parts are open to you.
Yeah, I was thinking of doing an independent short with myself, and I was thinking this was good character, but
then you're using it for a purpose, right, of creation.
No,
sometimes I keep my hair blonde, sometimes I darken it, depending on, you know, how I feel about the part. But it's not about my hair.
Right.
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
So glad you did you did Hawaii for yourself. I did something like that for myself. It was on a smaller basis, but yesterday I said, this has to be tonight. We're doing it.
Yeah.
It felt so good.
It felt so good. You bet. Good for
you,
baby. You bet. All right, Jean, we're going to have to make it quick, but I want to get you on.
Hey, Dee, welcome back.
Thank you, darling.
Will you please ask the channel, what is going on in my chest?
Well, the first word that came in is it's heavy. It's heavy. And it's emotionally heavy. What are you emotionally heavy about? What's sitting on your heart?
Work has been really stressful. A lot of the stuff going on in the world, COVID and the people who are fighting against the COVID and being afraid to go out because I live in an area where everyone's very resistant to dealing with this and thumbing their nose and.
Yeah.
So
that's part of it. And do you have kids?
Yes, they're grown.
Yeah. Do you have a daughter?
Two.
Okay, there's something that's going on with one of the daughters that kind of goes along with the through line of these people you were just talking about.
Yeah, I don't know what that would be.
Name your daughters. Name them.
Kathy and Mandy.
No, Mandy. It's Mandy. So is Mandy resisting something that would be good for her?
Possibly. She's got a horrifically stressful job that's really wearing her down, and she would like to leave, but she feels like she can't afford to.
Uh-huh. Okay, you're taking that on. And you're taking on all the people that are fighting about COVID. It's not yours to take on, Jean. Do you understand?
You don't
help create the positive opposite if you take other people's shit on, guys. Your job is to observe what's going on and direct then what you want. Like in my meditation, I just see the outline of the United States. And I see the words united, balance, love. Now, you see, if you are claiming the highest love to come in and balance everything that's going on, that's the highest direction we can do. Because what's the most powerful thing? Love. So worrying and fretting and judging are going to make things worse, guys. Can you get that? I know your mind goes, yeah, but that's the truth.
I have been telling myself people are making their choices and I have to just let that go and just make my own.
Yes, and then send them love. See, that's the trick. That's the challenge. Whatever you don't like, commit to creating love in its place.
Okay.
Okay.
And can I do a few quick yes-nos? Do I have GERD?
Whatever that is, I get a no. Is that the right
okay.
question? Yeah. I'm not a doctor,
okay.
guys, but I get
right.
the energy goes to no.
Okay. Will Rebecca be helpful to me?
It goes to no. Is that the right question? Yes.
Okay.
Well, look, Jean, the channel wants to be clear with everybody, and this is the last one I can take, baby, because Stephen's telling me I have to get off. The channel wants to be clear that God helps him who helps himself. That applies to other people also. They want you to create you and then call in the people that joyfully help in your creation of you, but not to give your creation over to anybody else. You got it, Jean?
Okay.
All right, baby.
All right,
you. Everybody, you bet. Let's say it loud and say it proud. I love me. I love me. I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.